We've now gone down 78% in 6 years here. So for people who bought quota share towards the beginning of that, those years of reductions and paid $25 a pound for quota, you now have, you know, about 20% of that left to go catch. And that's, you can't make that up with price.
Is there a reflection in the market price of quota share? Are people trying to dump it right now at all?
No, strangely not. From what I've seen on the market, there's still a very strong demand for quota share in 2C, 3A, all the areas. There are people with a little bit recognizing if they don't buy more, they're not going to make a season of it this year. I think there's other people who look at it that, well, it's the right time to buy. Quotas are low. They're going to go up from here. We hope they're right. So there hasn't been much of a drop, at least not yet.
I think looking ahead that this was a steep drop this year, and it's been some pretty volatile halibut quotas the last 4 or 5 years. I think there may be one more round of volatility coming through next year. I know that they're going to continue to look at apportionment. I know that Canadian commissioners have not agreed to the current way of apportioning the stock. And I think there's concern among some stakeholders in the U.S. about the current apportionment method. So that'll continue to be discussed. And then next year, the staff is supposed to take another hard look at the harvest rate, which is tells you how much halibut of the stock you're allowed to take out every year and be sustainable. And given the lower growth factors and some of the concern over estimating recruitment we've seen this year, there's a chance that that harvest rate could go down. And if that goes down, the quotas will take another decrease next year across the board.
What about the performance review that the Halibut Commission is undertaking this year? What can fishermen expect to learn from it?
The commissioners have heard quite a bit of concern from stakeholders over the last few years that the changes in harvest policy have been coming at them a little too fast to understand, to be able to comment on, to feel like we can effectively participate in the process. And while we all recognize that management is science-based, fishermen are on the water a lot. There's a lot that they observe, and there's a lot they can contribute to the process. And the commissioners understand that. So they've launched this performance review. They're going to set up a process for stakeholders to provide comment, criticism, what the IPHC is doing well and what it could do better, and use that time to reflect on their own policies and how they might improve the process of managing the halibut stocks.
It seems like that's the number one kind of grumble. The coffee shop is first we have to buy in to a system, and then the rug is kind of pulled out from underneath us in order to make ends meet under the very system that we've bought into and fought for.
Yeah, well, I think everybody understands that quotas will go up and down when they buy in. People want to make sure that if they're asked to conserve, all sectors are conserving so that we're not undermining that rebuilding potential of the stock. And people also want to understand the management policy that's used and how it's applied, and that there needs to be some stability in that, maybe then proposed changes, opportunity for review, consideration, ground truthing before more changes are made. And that's what we're hoping this commission review might show.
People are having to buy into this fishery, and it costs a lot. And it's a good question to say is, do we need the volatility we've seen the last few years in order to protect the resource, given the investments we have to make? Or can we protect the long-term health of the resource and have a more stable environment, more predictable environment, where the harvest policy doesn't change so much from year to year? And hopefully that'll be the discussion we have in this coming year under the performance review.